What brings you here? What are you currently working on?
Okay, what I'm working on is recruiting people to come work for the 2020 census, which is going to take place next spring. I mean, as everyone knows, the United States conducts a census every 10 years to find out how many people we have in this country. More importantly, it determines how our congressional districts are drawn up, and it also determines how much federal funding comes into a local community.
Now, someone who joins on says, hey, this sounds interesting. I'm interested in the position. What would they be doing?
I think the days of the old-fashioned census taker may be a thing of the past, where people just walk door to door and gathered information, because this time around, the Census Bureau intends to allow people to do the census online. They'll be able to do it over the phone, and they will also have a mail-in option. Workers could be simply just doing follow-up phone calls. The first operation that's actually going to be taking place very shortly here is what they call address canvassing. And that's where census workers are actually going to be going out and comparing the data from 2010, which is the last time we had a census, making any additions or subtractions to that list. And then that will be the list that then gets mailed to in the spring.
And how long does someone have to fill out the census information?
I think what's going to happen is the Census Bureau will, like I said, mail this card. They'll probably do it four or five times if they don't hear back from you. I would imagine that, and I'm just going to use a rough estimate here, let's say in a particular area, you know, like Callaway County, if they had responses from 87% of the addresses, I think that the time that they eventually would go knocking on doors would be next summer, you know, to gather in that last 13%.
So there is an element of knocking on the doors, but you're saying that that comes kind of later after several follow-ups. What is that experience like? Have you done that?
I have not personally done that. And the good part is the Census Bureau is very diligent in their training of people. They train people how to handle situations. And there's times when an individual would just say, I'm not going in here. This is one that my boss is going to have to take care of. That's so far down the road. A lot of these initial jobs and tasks that have to be accomplished, like I said, people may be just driving up and down a road in their vehicle and with an electronic device just logging addresses. Mm. You know, that may be a lot of the initial work.
Why is it important to have the census information?
Okay, well, first of all, our congressional districts are drawn up because of the data that comes from the census. And one of the things, if this doesn't make you proud to be an American, I don't know what else would. The United States is the first nation in all of recorded history that said, we are going to conduct a census not as a way to tax the populace, but to equitably distribute political power to the people. And so that's the first function of the census. The second function, of course, is federal dollars get funneled into a community, and it's based on the population. And one of the things that is most important to me as someone who is recruiting for the Census Bureau is we want to get enough people to do the job, and we want the job to be done accurately, because we want to make sure that every person in this community gets counted. Because if you consider that, and I'm going to use a round number here, the number is actually greater than this, but each individual to a county may be worth $1,000 in federal funding. Okay, if you come up 1,000 people short in the count, that's $1 million, okay? Times that by 10 years, because that's when you're going to get the chance to readjust it, you're talking about $10 million that a county could lose in federal funding simply because we didn't do it accurately, we didn't count everybody.
So it's important for the census for everybody to be counted.
Absolutely. I mean, the Census Bureau is world class when it comes to data. I think a lot of people would be surprised. you know, they hear about studies and things that are done. You know, you can't watch a TV commercial about toothpaste or something where they say 9 out of 10 dentists. Well, the majority of that data is Census Bureau data that someone has access to. And, yeah, these are the people who they want to collect accurate information, because the consensus is, if we know the information, it's going to make our people more informed, it's going to make our government better, it's going to make our businesses be able to be more efficient. So all in all, it's a good thing.
How is the census navigating the sticky issue regarding the citizenship question?
The Census Bureau itself is nonpartisan. So someone else other than the Census Bureau is going to make that decision. Now, I can make the argument on both sides for all you speech teachers out there who teach debate. On the one hand, it is a question that has been asked before. Okay. On the other hand, personal information cannot be released by the Census Bureau for 70 years. That's 70 years. So to me, it's a no harm, no foul situation, whether they choose to do it or not do it. I mean, it's become more of a political football than it has anything else.
But with regard to making sure everyone is counted, I mean, there's a concern that this question could dissuade people from taking or filling out the census. I mean, how will you and others work towards mitigating that potential concern?
You know, let's take a situation where, you know, someone may be of Latino descent, and they are legal citizens, but they may have a cousin who visits from time to time, so they're reluctant to give the information. This is where the education that happens before the fact helps to break down those barriers. Here in Callaway County, there's already been established what's called a complete count committee, and it's local people who will help the overall community to understand the importance of the census and the safety of any information that someone will give to the Census Bureau.
Another question as it relates to this area is a question over how folks in the military are to be counted. Fort Campbell is, you know, right in our backyard here, basically, in this region. There's a lot of soldiers who maybe live on the base or in the local community, maybe here in Murray from time to time, but not year-round. How is military being counted in the census?
The Census Bureau has a way that they count military. They have a way that they count the students at Murray State University. They have a way that they count homeless people. They have a way that they count, you know, people who travel all over the country in RVs. And like I said, these are specialty areas, but, you know, they have proven track records of how they count these people. Usually they count them first and then conduct the regular census.
Soldiers at Fort Campbell, for instance, would they be counted as Christian County residents or in some other area?
It depends on where they are living on April 1st, 2020. As a general rule, when a person fills out the census information, that's the question that it asks. On April 1st, 2020, and then it'll ask the question. So if a person was living in Callaway County on April 1st, 2020, that individual will be counted as a person in Callaway County.
Can you give an overview of what some of the questions are on the census? I think in helping people understand what to expect when they were to get one in the mail or go on the website, what are some of the things that are asked about?
It doesn't ask for much personal information at all. Basically, it's going to ask who lives here, what are their ages, you know, that kind of thing. In other words, it doesn't ask for like Social Security numbers or real personal type information. It's data. In other words, it's information that tells the Census Bureau what's a snapshot of this community. What are the ages of the people here? What, you know, what's the medium income of the people here? You know, that kind of thing.
And what are some things that you're looking for? Are you looking for people to assist with the census?
We're looking for people, local people, to conduct the field work that is done in the community. And the person, first of all, must be a U.S. citizen. They must be over 18 years of age. Okay, they must have a valid Social Security number, and they must have a valid email address. That's the requirements to apply for a census position. Males who are born after December 31st, 1959 will also have to show proof that they were registered with Selective Service. And I might do a sidebar here that anyone who has served in the military, the Census Bureau actually has a military preference, and there will be a place when they apply where they can put in information about being in the military.
And the pay, what's the pay like?
Enumerators in Callaway County are going to make $14 an hour. The Census Bureau also, if you have to drive anywhere for them conducting census business, pays 58 cents a mile. So the pay is excellent for our part of the world, and I can say that they have been like a well-oiled machine in keeping us paid every week. The way it works is you get paid weekly.
And now you represent five counties, you said?
Yeah, I've got Marshall, Callaway, and Trigg County here in Kentucky, and I've also got Henry County and Stewart County in Tennessee. Now, the information that we're discussing today here is true for all counties. Mm-hmm. Now, there may be some places in some of the major metropolitan areas where even the rate of pay may be a little higher than the $14 an hour mm-hmm. we're receiving in this part of the world. But the Census Bureau is probably going to be hiring, when all is said and done, maybe a half a million people or so, you know, to conduct the census.
And how many people are you looking to bring on in the five counties?
In my five-county area, I can tell you exactly the number I need. I need 1,057 people. The number of applicants is conducive to probably the number of overall people who already live in the county, and the Census Bureau knows it's going to take a certain amount of people to cover this geography and get this job done accurately.
I'm sure there's people listening to this and they're wondering, this sounds great, how can I help? How does someone get involved?
One simply goes to their computer and goes to 2020census.gov/jobs and applies. There is a toll-free number that folks can call, but they're just going to convince you to go to the website and apply online. But a person could call 1-855-JOB-2020 for more information. But the main way to apply for these jobs is to go online. I would say the drill takes about 30 minutes to do online. I'm 66 years old. If I can do it, anybody can.
I appreciate your time, and I wish you well and all the applicants you need.
We appreciate the opportunity to sit down here and talk to you today because, like I said, there's a lot of folks who benefit from the census, even though they don't think they benefit directly, but they do benefit indirectly.